enforced. That is, each county could then, the commissioner would appoint a county truant officer, and the teachers had to notify the county commissioner if there were any children in that county that, or in that township or school district that were not in school, and then the school officer, the truant officer, could have them taken into court and compelled to send their child to school. There's something that was always rather interesting to me, because my close association with men who had been part of the Civil War. After the war, they had an organization known as the Grand Army of the Republic, and every lodge or place where they had one of these organizations, they appointed a patriotic instructor, and it was his duty to go around to the schools and give patriotic talks. And they took advantage of every opportunity to put on a program. On, for instance, on Decoration Day, we always had special speaking. We marched to the, from the church to the graveyard and put bouquets on the soldiers' graves. And on 4th of July and on every occasion that they could, they had patriotic celebrations. And I think maybe that is something that we might need again someday, because that was one of the things. Of course, when the old soldiers passed away, well, that just simply, that idea passed away with them. They, nobody in the, now they're supposed to observe these holidays by appropriate exercises, but it's very rarely done.